Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
What the fuck is up, people? This is your boy, Mac the Image Man. And I just want to say, hello. Gotta come at you and shit. I know a nigga be, you know, acting all silly sometimes and shit, man. But on everything, I'm truthfully real. I was trying to give y'all motherfucking sports fans a break. But to me, in my opinion, man, it's some more important shit that's going on than whether or not the Cavaliers beat the Hawks tonight. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get down on y'all, but on everything we love, man, there's some more important shit going on right now. Now, if y'all want to join the conversation tonight and shit, just dial 646-478-0944. And press 1 if you want to talk. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of shit going on in our city, man. There's a lot of shit going on in our country. These motherfuckers is preparing for the national convention out here, the Republican National Convention for next year. So there's a lot of shit that won't happen, and there's a lot of shit that will. One thing I want to do point out, man, is that we keep forgetting about the real important shit that's going on, you know, in our hoods and in our lives, because, you know, we want to be entertained all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? So, just for you motherfuckers' information, the game is tied at halftime. I still don't see the Cavs winning this game, man. I mean, you know, they can put in all the effort they want to, but I really don't see the Cavs winning this game, man. These boys, the Hawks is on their shit. They're leaving it so that the Cavs can basically look for shots, right? So what we going to do is play this song right quick, man, and get y'all asses up off the floor and let you know what's going on in our city, man. It's your boy, Max the Image, and we will be right back. Seriously. Let's talk right now. Thank you. Yes, sir. That's how I get down. That's how we get down, man, over here. The talk radio. You know, the thing we got to go through here and we have to understand is that it's just like the show title says, man. It's the language. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas got to pay attention to the language of anything. You know, body language, physical language, eye movement. And you know what I'm saying? Twitches of the lips and these things and that other. When somebody trying to deceive you, you know, they use all kind of shit. Yeah, forgive me, man. I'm doing like I do all the time, man. Seven things at once. But like I was saying, you gotta pay attention. Serious business, y'all. We gotta pay attention to some of the shit that's going on in front of us. You know what I'm saying? In order for us to get the grasp on what's going on around us. You know what I'm saying? Like this Brillo thing. You know, for me, it was strange. First of all, I know, you know, they had a right to do it, but to request that you not be tried by your peers. Now, I don't know how many Black people got in trouble, but I haven't heard of many Black people deciding I don't want a trial by jury. You know what I'm saying? So that right there in itself is questionable. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the judge had to, man, he got to be pissed off and shit, man, you know, for this motherfucker to put his ass in this position. You know what I mean? I don't want nobody else except you to decide my. Now, what if this motherfucking judge is, like, part of a team or an agenda? You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to excuse me. I'm going to adjust this microphone right quick. What if he was? You know what I'm saying? What if it was one of those things where the judge decided, well, shit, this is my dude's son. You know, he done got in a fucked up situation. And we ain't even thinking about, you know, really the outcome of the situation, but we trying to make sure that everybody is appeased. But the problem with appeasing everybody, man, is that somebody is going to take the short stick, and they just going to have to accept that shit. Now, I know y'all know what that short stick is, okay? I ain't got to say shit. But the short stick is, you know, the reality of the situation, man, that this motherfucker just might want. Y'all got to think. Some of the motherfucking evidence in the case, man, was that they couldn't determine which bullets killed Tim and Melissa. All right? They couldn't determine which bullets ended their lives. But this motherfucker decided to jump on the back. Not just to, he started shooting from behind the police car. Then he got on the police car hood and on the back, on the trunk. Then he went from the trunk of the police car to the hood of the deceased's vehicle and emptied his clip again in the front window. It was determined that 49 shots was fired by Officer Breelove, but they could not determine if any of his bullets were the fatal shot or basically if he was the one that killed him. All right. They found 13 officers, 137 rounds. So 12 officers fired less than 100 rounds. Yet one officer, Officer Breelove, he gave us 49. All right, so we got the one song from Mal Porter Jr., 137 shots, you know what I'm saying? We got the remix to 137 shots from the Swisher House, Swiss Family, and all that. So, just want y'all to be clear on something, man. Was this dude, you know, operating within the scope of his position? You know what I'm saying? Was he acting outside of the realm of his job? Did he take it a little too far? Yeah, he took it too far. Was that some overkill? Yeah, that was some overkill. What was it about? For me, when I first heard about the story, you know what I'm saying, and I learned about how many shots it was, how many officers, circumstances surrounded the case, like they drove past the police officers and somebody thought they were shooting. It was so many stories out there, man. They had a story that these motherfuckers was buying dope from the police and some shit went wrong and the police had to try to cover their tracks and this was the end result. You know what I mean? To me, that was the best case scenario. Because it just didn't make sense. That car came out of nowhere. And they was talking about that they fired or they thought that the car backfired or some shit like that. See, like this. If a car is running bad enough to start backfiring and backfiring loud enough that you thought it was a fucking gunshot, there's no way that motherfucker could have made it downtown through the highway all the way out to East Cleveland where they were and ended up there. It wouldn't have made it, not no high speed chase. So in my opinion, that bullshit, you know, was a crock. It was some other shit that started to see. This is what I keep saying about pay attention to the language. That's what the show is all about, man. It was the language. They had so much speculation going on that they thought this and they thought that and that this might have been the single case. They thought they had a gun. But after all of those bullets was fired and that car was full of holes and riddled, they didn't find a gun. They didn't determine that they didn't have a gun until after they was dead. They didn't even figure that it might have been some motherfucking backfire before they start chasing these motherfuckers and killing them. Then they came with the bullshit if they had what they did. which was lead the police on a high-speed chase, then they wouldn't have died. So, in other words, all the nigga got to do is run from the police. Is that why they killing all the niggas? Because every last one of them motherfuckers that they didn't kill tried to run? You talking about slavery, right? Now, I hear a lot of, you know, controversial shit surrounding this case. But I just want y'all dumb motherfuckers to open your eyes and listen. Pay attention to the dumb shit. Because you don't want this shit to happen to you, okay? You don't want this shit to happen to nobody you know. But unfortunately, in this world, in this day and age, we got so many dumbass motherfuckers who think they raw, hard, you know, they think they a G. But I'm here to say this, that you motherfuckers, all you warrior motherfuckers, all you troopers, all you soldier motherfuckers, is directing your anger and shit in the wrong direction. You know what I'm saying? You directing your anger, and you want to rob, and you want to beat the shit out of, and you want to fight, and you want to shoot at motherfuckers in your hood that got less, or just maybe a little bit more power than you. Because for whatever reason, you feel like you need to walk around mean mugging, like, you know, you invincible and can't nobody whip your ass. You know what I'm saying? See, a lot of these motherfuckers, you know, since they didn't pass the little gun law, niggas got stupid. They figure, you know what I'm saying, well, they passed the gun. It's just like driving a car. I don't need no license. I can drive good. So they ain't gonna fuck with me. Well, I know about 10 motherfuckers right now in jail doing about 3 years apiece just for getting caught with a pistol that wasn't registered to their dumb asses. You know what I'm saying? Now, you want to be straight with it, you want to, you know, walk around with your motherfucking girl, Clint Eastwood, get that bitch registered, man, be legal with it. But unfortunately, it's got felonies, and we feel like, fuck that, man, I can't get caught without it. But let's be real for a minute. Most of you niggas walking around with y'all guns tucked in y'all waistbands and shit. You won't shoot at the police, you'll run from them. But you'll see another man that look like you, and you don't like him. Because what? He live on another street. He might have whooped your boy's ass because your boy talks shit just as much shit as you. And it was your dude's time to get his ass whooped, and he did. So now y'all niggas want to go back and shoot at and try to kill motherfucker who whooped your boy's ass for good reason. You know what I mean? Now you on TV looking like a little punk, I'm sorry, crying and all of this shit in court because you put a trigger for the wrong reasons at the wrong time. Now I say for the wrong reason because the police get behind your bitch ass through the hood and you're running through the backyards and you're hopping fences and shit, but you got your pistol tucked on your hip. But you won't shoot at them. You know what I mean? Niggas don't shoot at the police because they can't get away with it. You know what I'm saying? So niggas shoot at each other because they ain't threatened by each other. You know what I'm saying? We ain't. It's like the police is your friend. It's the same shit as y'all Jesus being the same color as y'all slave master. I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm writing a new song, and a lot of people, something different that y'all ever heard from me. And I'm proud of it because I'm putting y'all silly motherfuckers on blast. If you don't think that after all these motherfucking years, 2,000 plus years later, man, these motherfuckers are still lying about everything. And you think for 1 minute that your Jesus ain't part of their lie, you got life fucked up. You think for 1 minute your college education ain't part of their lie, you got shit fucked up. If you think for one fucking second that the Catholic school that you paying all this money for your kids to go to is not part of that lie, you got life fucked up. They got this game on right now, and everybody is watching the game, and I'm watching the game too, but it's on zero, you know what I'm saying, because I'm more focused on the issues at hand rather than being entertained by this game. Motherfuckers don't even pay attention to the language of this shit. It's a game. Basketball game. See, the truth of the motherfucking matter is you got, you know, these motherfuckers running up and down the court playing with a ball. It's a white man's ball. He owns it. He owns you. He owns the arena that you playing in. The floor. All the logos that supported the game that you playing in. Yeah, you getting some millions, motherfucker. But you the one taking all the risk. You out there getting hurt. You out there looking good. You out there looking bad. However it go, fuckers are still slaves. Everybody out there that got a social security number, you're a slave. Everybody out there that got a birth certificate, you're a slave. You know what I mean? Y'all motherfuckers better pay attention to what the fuck I'm saying, because the shit, look, they clamping down. We keep saying we're not going to say they no more. You know, it was determined that we're going to call it the agenda. So y'all should be reminding me. All right, this your boy, Max the Image Man. I want to shout out everybody out there that listens online. Everybody out there that's, you know, calling now just to listen. And I appreciate that. You know, I have to talk. That's cool. But the theme from this point on should be, what language are you speaking? I know I can understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, but what are you really fucking saying to me? You know, people talk to you without saying anything. You know what I mean? The Bible says that the Lord created the whole earth and everything around it with just his word. He said, let there be light. I want to know this. If he said, let there be night, light. And then he put the moon in the sky to separate the day from the nighttime. But that is, it can't be fucking truth, because, you know, that would presume that the earth was made just for the entire universe, the entire galaxy, and everything else that was made around us way before this. It ended up being that this planet and the human beings that are on it were created for everything that's out there. Okay? Now, I'm not saying I believe in motherfucking aliens and shit like that, but I do not believe we are the only ones on this planet. I do not believe we are the only one in our solar system. I do not believe we are the only things in the universe. I really don't. It's too much shit that's here that was here before we were here. Too many things that motherfuckers claim they understand that nobody understood for thousands of years, but suddenly now we know exactly what they were saying. Whatever. Now, we have this thing called oral tradition. If you know what that means that a lot of the shit that you know was handed down by your elders to you. You know what I'm saying? Or to somebody else in your family who handed it to you. If you think about this shit, man, it's everybody got their own little, in quotes, Illuminati. Everybody got their own Masonic order. It's certain shit that everybody knows that only the people that's close to them are privy to know. Don't matter whether you rich or poor. You know what I'm saying? I know some things, and I've discussed some things that only I and somebody else know about, unless they told. 9 times out of 10, other people do tell what you ask them not to say nothing about. They tell somebody who they feel got no connection to you. And they let that shit go. And somehow, some way, that little bird is going to bring that circle back to you. Somehow, some way. It always does, man. That's the truth. But it's funny. You'll get dogged for telling something. They'll call you a snitch and everything else. So y'all got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? People is real slick at getting the shit out of you, too. Like, say, for instance, you know something you don't want to tell nobody, but shit, you really just, you have to say something to somebody. Test the waters just to see. Put some dumb shit out there. See how fast it come back to you. And then you'll know how tight your motherfucking circle is. Mm-hmm. That's just the way shit happens. Now, I want y'all to understand something. We'll talk to you without talking. You text motherfuckers, they don't text back. You call motherfuckers, they don't call back. So, what the fuck is that saying? They don't want to be bothered with you. You know what I'm saying? Either you done something that they didn't like or whatever, and they felt like, man, fuck that motherfucker. So, the fuck what? Y'all got to understand that it's language that we speak. Most important language is the ones that ain't being used in words. But when motherfuckers use words, man, you got to pay attention to what the fuck they're saying. Especially people that think they're above you. Well, you can say something like, hey, man, did you know about this or did you know about that? And the motherfucker will laugh at you and say, ha, 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 ha. This is that. This is that. Then the other, like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. They give no credibility to anything that you might have done to establish the understanding that you have of this particular informative topic. The new. A motherfucker look at you like you crazy. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker said this, that motherfucker said that, all behind your back. They're not in your face. You know? Everybody has the ability to form their own opinions, but most people look for acceptance from the populace. And so, you know, they come up with dumb shit. And, you know, side with the majority, so-called, so forth, fit in. You know, that's some bullshit too, man. All right? So let's take some time out to pay attention, to listen a little bit, and figure out where the language of that thing is going and where it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? If you app, you catch on quick. Some of us are thinking ahead and take a few minutes to soak in because we so far up in our own ass that we really don't even listen to other people. We don't listen to what they're saying, and by the time we get it, it's gone. That moment left, the situation is gone, and then you left imagining different scenarios of I could have did this, or I could have said that, or I should have said or done this. When in fact at that point you said what exactly you were supposed to. When I say that, I mean, were you afraid to say what you wanted to say, or did you decide to say what you did after carefully choosing your words, your language? You know, you must pay attention to the language of a thing, man, in order to get a grasp on the meaning. All right, a word is a word, but it's the way you use the motherfucking words, man, that's more important than the words that's being said. You know what I mean? So let's slow down a little bit. You know, just like when you're talking to a Jamaican, you got to slow the motherfucking words down so you can understand that I am a man means me and my people. And I, me by myself. You know? So let's try to keep our ears and our eyes open. More than anything, let's try to keep our motherfucking spiritual antennas raised so that we can understand what a motherfucker's saying when they talking to you. When they not talking, just as well. You know what I mean? 646-478-0944. That's right, it's your boy Maxine, it's your man. This is Hood Talk Radio. The language. You know what I'm saying? This is my nigga Chaotic. It's the way.
Count my blessings and get up on the good foot while I can. I'm gonna be somebody special, but I'm gonna stay just who I am. Gripping that grain, working that wood wheel like I'm Pimp C. Rolling up purple cushion, cocking and keeping that Glock up under my feet. Born as a rebel, but I own another level. Flow in 1982, I came looking to find my destiny like Chinese babies do. But I'm a black man, bitch, and I'm not speaking for my health. I'm a stunner, but I'm not rapping just to glorify myself. If you know me and you love me, pray one day that I'ma shine. Pray for the Lord to make a way for me to say what's on my mind. I'm gonna tell you about these politicians locking us away, trying to get ready for tomorrow, but they stopping us today. Everybody going wild, tooting that powder, smoking at work. Dropped out of school to get that crack house money, now we in the dirt. Mama so hurt, so if you motherfuckers never see my face again, I know you play to win, but I'ma find a way to win. I was hungry, I was lonely as a child. Fucking with a nigga, but your nigga so phony, wanna shoot your homie down. I had dreams to be a star, watching them D-boys on that block. Went to the cabinet and got them canned goods and mixed them in the pot. I wish I had steak and lobster, but that's all we had to eat. Cause my mom was in the grave and pops was fucked up in these streets. Now I eat whatever I want. Matter of fact, I eat too much. And fake friends be coming around, acting like they real, just give a fuck. Niggas be wildin', they be killin', they be ravaging the street. I'm on a money diet, so I like my cabbage with no meat. Yo, throw cabbage and you sweet. Boy, you capping about that beat. You too scared to throw your hands, so you grab it for your heat. While we all hoping we can make it through another night, our community collapsing while they flood us with that white. Still, I'm a warrior. Gotta get it how I live, so these niggas gotta give me that. I got it under control, I'm the one who God chose. I'ma go where He send me at.
As I decided, I wanted to try to do something positive in my life. Then the devil wanted to step in and try to stop me. But see, us as a people, we gotta come together. Get tired of the enemy. Get tired of the devil. And say, we gonna stand up against that devil. We not gonna stand for oppression no more. We not gonna stand for being oppressed. We gonna stand up and make something happen as a nation, as a black nation.
Confusion, love is worth it. Wait. be the president. You know what I'm saying? For a term, or even for another term. Obama is Obama, man. You know what I'm saying? He gonna come, he gonna go, he gonna live, he gonna die. We still be here struggling as a black race in this country. And ain't nothing gonna change, man, unless we change ourselves, man, as a people. And unless we come together like the other people. And when we come together and connect with each other throughout our nation, like, and be on the same page, man, like the white people and the Chinese and the Arabs and the Jews.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. That's that chaotic Cleveland's own, man, you know. I don't know if he's still locked up, but he was locked up for doing some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even going to get into the details of it. We just going to, you know, we live in... by the example. I mean, if you think about the shit for real, man, everything that we learned about being violent and taking shit and commandeering shit, man, we learned that shit from the motherfuckers that brought us over here. And the fact that these motherfuckers brought our ancestors, you know what I'm saying? Let's get that shit right. Our ancestors were brought here. And some of them was not brought under the rest. They weren't kidnapped or stolen. They were sold into slavery by their captors. Okay? And it wasn't always the white man that caught them. You know, if it was a motherfucker around the way that was always fucking with your girl, and the white man say, hey, man, who the fuck you trying to get rid of out of this community? You know, we guys gonna say that motherfucker over there fucking with my girl, and they gonna go get him, or you gonna help them catch him to get rid of your problem. And that's the shit we dealing with right now, man. We dealing with that shit right now. But what we really dealing with is not just a roundup, but the containment of the slaves. Something that we don't ever hear about is the shit that go on in other cities and other communities. But I watched a lot of videos, man, and I was explaining to this dude, you know, I said at my place employment and shit, man. They kill us. No more, no thought about what the fuck happened. Dead man don't talk. But you white motherfuckers run into it with the police and they beat the shit out of y'all motherfucking asses. Y'all go to jail, black, blue, broke arm, leg, nose, split head. On TV with your face all fucked up because you done ran into the police. And yet, you still hate me. You know, on the outside, you know, when you in public with me, we cool as motherfucker. But what is it like when you get home? You know what I mean? What is that shit like? So, let me know. Because all you motherfuckers, you know, you only talk nice to me when you're around me. Now, all of y'all some of you motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Y'all still got that little issue. You know, your motherfuckers came in here and stole our jobs and this, that, and that, blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to put something on you white motherfuckers. Why, y'all was worrying about the niggas and y'all still worrying about the niggas. The Chinese, the Arabs, you know what I'm saying, the Indians. And I ain't talking about the Native American Indians. I'm talking about, you know, Habibi and his, you know, 7-Eleven. Them motherfuckers is got more money than you in this country. You owe their countries money. Just because of your banking and your credit system, you should get it right now, pay for it later. You know, an associate of mine brought this thing to my attention. The automobile industry is the new bubble. First, it was the houses. Now they get ready to, you know, hit everybody with the cars. And she's, you know, 99 cents down, $100 down, $500. Bring me your shit and $500. We'll get you in a brand new vehicle that we know your motherfucking ass can't afford to pay for. You think the government gonna bail you out? See, they're making these motherfucking vehicles available to you. Now, when they first come out, you can get them. $3,000 down, $260, $270 a month, some $199 a month for a 2016 vehicle that you're going to be paying 7 years for. Can you afford to pay 7 years for a brand new vehicle? Is that vehicle going to eventually pay for itself? You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. They want you to lease these motherfuckers. And then after you abuse them and everything, they're going to turn around and sell that headache to somebody else. What the fuck? Do you go with Chevy? Do you go with Ford? Do you buy a Chrysler? Do you buy a Dodge truck? You know what I'm saying? Do Chrysler make trucks? I don't think so. Just Dodge. So we got to figure out and manage what we do. You know, Dr. Umar Johnson, excuse me, Abdullah Johnson, you can say his name, right? Umar Abdullah Johnson. So he couldn't get rid of his whole slave name, you know what I'm saying? In order for him to make some money, he still had to have part of the name that's on his birth certificate and social security number. Because with all the information that he gives us and shit, he don't tell us how you can get away from that. Y'all also don't know that he don't like motherfuckers to bootleg his shit. And, you know, in the beginning, I thought he was just another one of the pompous motherfuckers that you know, counting pennies and shit and jumping on the bandwagon. But he want to build a school. Okay. In school, speaking of schools, man, did you know that they have started to phase out the history of slavery, which is the history of this country, out of the educational process? All right? If you don't believe me, man, ask your kids about slavery. Ask them. I mean, everybody a little bit, well, I can't say everybody, but some of y'all motherfuckers know who Harriet Tubman is and what she stood for. You know what I mean? But ask your kids to tell you something about slavery. They'll fuck you up because they don't know. What they know more about is these cell phones and these technology-based gadgets, basketball, sports, music. They know more about that shit. They know how to download. They know how to tweet and upload and do all of this shit on this computer shit that we had to go to school to learn and still don't know. But these motherfuckers was born into this shit. So imagine the new babies being born into the new shit 20 years from now. 15 years from now, the shit you ain't only going to be able to touch. These smartphones that we use in the day as part of the new technology that they give us. Them motherfuckers got phones that do shit you couldn't even imagine. I personally came across a website that sell 8G phones. They don't sell them in this market, you know, in this Cleveland market, unless you super rich and you can afford to have a dual operating system and two phone numbers on the same device. And it's not as expensive as you think it is, but because of the conglomerates in our communications, can you go to a Metro PCS and can you buy your own phone and go and get it activated in one of the major player stores? I doubt it. Can you go and buy a phone legally that's set up for everything you need for service? Can you go and buy that phone and have it activated by Verizon? Nope. Sprint? I doubt it. Metro? Cricket? You might be able to go to the Arab store and get that motherfucker on some simple talk shit or something like that, a $40 a month card or whatever. But you really won't have, you didn't bought that phone for nothing. All right? And that's because they don't want you to be educated. They don't want you to be a good consumer. They want your ass to always be stupid under their direction. doing shit that they want you to do. Y'all, excuse me, man. I got to adjust this microphone a little bit. You know, we got to be a little bit more careful, man. Think. It's the language of a motherfucking thing that makes you, you know, make better choices, better decisions. Play the shit over in your motherfucking head when you're talking to yourself. Talking, sometimes that shit is cool. Sometimes that shit works. All right. Now, we're going to talk about some shit right quick, man. I know it's totally unrelated, but this new wave of hairdos, man. Let me call this nigga name. I'm about to name drop. Okay, for the Atlanta Hawks, a player that wear number 5. I can't see his name. Carroll. That motherfucker need to cut that shit off his head. Okay, he got that LeBron James shit going around in front. He got the future shit going on in the back. But the top of his head, it just looked like his motherfucking shit is falling out. I don't know J.R. Smith from the Cavs, okay? What the fuck kind of hairstyle is that, man? This motherfucker got a bad fade on one side and some type of shit carved in his head on the other side, and then the top is a nappy-ass motherfucking mohawk. What the fuck is that? LeBron James got that motherfucking fake ass grow back hair on his head, man. They do a motherfucking close up, man, and that shit look fuzzy as shit. But the rest of his hair laying down and waiting. You know what I'm saying? He went from a 5 head to a 3 head. And so it's like, what the fuck? For 3, boop. They missed it. But what it do, man, I'm tripping on all these crazy-ass hairstyles that these rich motherfuckers is wearing. You know? I mean, if your hair is falling out, cut it off. I know you're trying not to look like an older man. But goddamn. Now, when you cut your hair off, man, you actually cutting your antennas off. You can't cut your antennas off. And fake hair don't work on men or women. I'm sorry, man. If you got a 5 head, you got a 5 head, man. You just got to figure out how to get that shit cut. But for real, don't be trying to get little follicles stuck in your motherfucking scalp. That shit falling out, let it fall out. See, this is what I'm talking about. You can get the language, all right? It's a thing called language here. Black motherfuckers whose hair fall out in the top. A black motherfucker who got that little circle in the middle of his head. A black motherfucker who just bald and period. Where do you think that shit come from? The constant mixing of the blood, man. That degenerate. The degenerating cellular structures. See, you white folks know that y'all asses is, well, at least, I can't say all of y'all know, but y'all figure the doctor's got the answer to everything, but all you have to do is look at the language. Look at Uncle Bob. Okay, there's a black man out here that looks like Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob is in his 70s. Y'all don't know this black man, but you see him, he be like, damn, that black man look like Uncle Bob. He look like my cousin Richie. He just black. What's the chances y'all related to that black man? How about you do this, white man? And I didn't give you that name. Your master gave you that name. You just accepted it, motherfucker. Okay. It's an attitude, all right? Because you ain't white. If you was white, you probably wasn't from this planet. We're not black. Most of us are different shades of brown. So, let's get that shit right. You want to be scientific with some shit. We are brown. How they call the Mexicans brown people. They call the Indians brown people. They call the Arabs brown people. Why? Them, most of them motherfuckers is complected like you and like me and like my cousin and like my children. Some of my children are light skinned. Some of my children are brown. Some of my children are dark like me. Right? Some of my nephews are brown like me. Some of my nephews and my nieces are lighter skinned. We call them yellow. But they're not yellow. They're more of a tannish, caramelish color. You know what I'm saying? So, but they are still considered black. Black is pitch. You can't see black. If it was black outside, you couldn't see. But you can see me. So you got to pay attention to some shit. All right, all of this black man hair falling out on the top of his head and shit, man. That's hereditary shit. It goes back thousands of years, man. All right, don't think for one minute that every interracial couple came from slavery. They had interracial couples before slavery. All right, if you don't believe that shit, study that shit, man. Check that shit out. Interracial couples before slavery. And you'll be fucking surprised at how many people were born as they consider mulatto. Where you think all the lighter skinned blacks come from? Or the darker skinned whites? You know, where you think they come from? Let's get it together. Where do you think a lot of these brown skinned black people get green eyes from, or gray eyes from? All right, where do you think these blonde haired motherfuckers get green eyes from, or dark brown eyes, but they got blonde hair? Where do you think a lot of the Latinos get blonde hair from? Everybody don't bleach that shit. Some people born, it's one of them genes that got through. Because it mixed with the right gene and was able to reactivate. You know what I mean? So it's the thing about recessive genes. They'll go away. You know what I'm saying? But a dominant gene, okay, which is like what the so-called black man possesses, black people, period. It'll never go away. It'll never go away. Whatever, for whatever reason, man, our handlers, I think, and this is just my opinion, man. It's based on my study of slavery, based on my study of the Jim Crow laws and the way historically the brown people in this country have been treated, at least for 1,000 years. You know what I'm saying? Slavery was a plan. It took about 500 years for it to come to pass. Because even like now, you can't just slam the shit on the people. You got to kind of, you know, ease them into the shit. And believe it or not, man, that's what we're being eased into. You know what I'm saying? So let's pay attention to that. So the same way the motherfuckers had to infiltrate Egypt, it's the same thing here. Everybody, okay, I'm looking at whatever this center is out here in Atlanta where they playing. There's a diamond over the entrance of the arena. Or, you know, 12 lights. Well, I'm just looking at the landscaping of the, you know, the area. I take into consideration the Masonic symbols and architecture. And street plans and shit of that nature. So we gotta. Yep. Out on you, motherfuckers. I kind of made a funny prediction that the Cavs wouldn't win this game. They playing a little bit, but 10 points down, 11 minutes, that's not good. I mean, 7 points, excuse me. It ain't really no stretch for a good team, but go Cavs, what can I say? I'm from Cleveland. So, as long as J.R. Smith keep hitting those threes, man, we'll be okay. We 10 points there right now, fourth quarter. But more importantly, y'all, we have to pay attention to the shit that's not being said. Just like they not telling us what the verdict of the Brillo trial is. Number one, I think the judge wanted to watch the game. It's kind of funny and not ironic, because ironic is really like the opposite of some shit. Look that shit up if you don't understand that. Okay? But isn't it ironic? That means it's funny, you know, to the average person. But ironic really means it's like opposite of what you think it's going to be. So the irony, for me, would be the Cavs would win, because I didn't think they would. I had a feeling they wouldn't win. So it would be ironic if they won. Hell, that's the best way I could describe it to your dumb ass. Oh, man. I can't help it that, you know, I like to study words and shit and the actual meanings and definitions of shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of proud of myself for being able to hold a conversation with anybody. Now, one thing I am green on, stupid shit. You know, you might, you know, say something stupid to me, and, you know, something sarcastic or smart, and I don't get it right away. But, you know, threatening shit, you know, aggressive, you know, attitudes and shit like that, I can recognize that right away. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the older me, the person I am today, you know, I'm ready, but I found that it really don't solve nothing. Because if you whoop my ass, you know I want to come back. And I whoop your ass, you don't want to come back too, so. It'll just be a game back and forth. You know, some of my closest friends growing up with was motherfuckers who used to get me. And then somehow, some way, I turned around, pulled some shit out, beat the shit out the motherfuckers after it was all said and done. And hey, you know, turn into good friends. I guess that's what it was going to take. Nowadays, motherfuckers, if they lose, they want to kill you. So they can't lose to you again. And that's what it's all about. Nigga whoop your ass today, you walk around with your little bruises, everybody know you got your ass whooped. You just, you know, hit the gym, work out, practice, get your health together. Because, you know, some niggas is ignorant. They beat you once, then they want to fuck with you because they think, oh, I could beat that motherfucker up, so I'm going to take my aggressions out on them. And that one day, when you ready, you tap that ass, they don't fuck with you no more. That's just how it goes. All right? Now, here we are faced with a situation where we got a bully, or we got a motherfucker that whooped our ass and just kept whooping our ass. But are we getting ready? Are we exercising? Are we hitting that gym? Are we getting our motherfucking health together to fight this motherfucker the next time you want to step to me? Not. Proof is in the pudding, man. We all on the motherfucking news. Getting killed. Not just beat up like the white folks. Killed. We ain't getting ready. Motherfucking boxers trained 6-7 months, take millions out your pocket, jump in the ring, and jump around and bounce around for an hour, and disappoint everybody. Then you walk away talking shit. You ain't getting ready. You motherfucking politicians tell you what the fuck they gonna do in your town, in your neighborhood, like they paying for it. and you sit back and let them, because you know you ain't ready, and you ain't getting ready. You know, you got motherfuckers walking around carrying pistols and shit. You stay in the house because you're afraid. You think just because having your motherfucking driving license, you know, it'll keep you out of trouble. But you ain't getting ready. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers walking around pretty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the shit. But a motherfucker punch you in your chest, and the fight is over. Because you ain't ready. I see niggas all the time working out with weights, rolling them little things all over the ground, get their abs and shit in shape. For what? To get some bitches. Y'all ain't ready. There's a nigga that take care of his body, I don't give a fuck if he just work out a little bit. He work out more than you. And you know what? He gonna whoop your ass if you try to confront him. You know why? Because you ain't getting ready. See, don't nobody get ready for a motherfucking confrontation. They wait for one. Because they think, you know what I'm saying? I still got it. And you don't know that shit until you have to use it. But if you don't practice, you know what I'm saying? If you don't practice, nigga, then you're going to take a couple and just might be your demise. Look at all these motherfucking movies, man. Y'all like watching movies. Look at the video games y'all play. All right? Look at the video games. Video games got characters in them, man. Cut up, strapped up with motherfucking guns, bullets, just got all kind of ammo, all kind of weapons, all that shit. But you sit there, and you play that motherfucker all day long, and then you go to the store, get you some brew and all that shit. Come back, play some old video game. You know how to push them buttons. You know all the attack and the special moves and all of that shit, but you at the gas station and you beat the motherfucker to the pump and he jump out his shit, talking shit. What you gonna do? Talk. Because you ain't ready. See, I came with that conversation because I saw some shit that puzzled me the other day. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm a big dude. I'm in the 300 range. You know what I'm saying? I walk around. I do a lot of walking and shit at work, moving around, grabbing heavy boxes and shit. But, you know, I get home and I do my little, you know what I'm saying, aesthetics. You know, walk around inside the place. That stuff we learn to keep the blood flowing and this and that and the other. But nevertheless, I'm a big dude, and I ain't running too fast, okay? Never could. I can run, but I can't run too fast. I saw a motherfucker run for the bus and give up before the bus pulled away from the motherfucking red light. And this nigga couldn't weigh no more than 125 pounds. And he couldn't run. Started out running, then after a few steps, he turned into a jog, quick jog, and then the light turned green, and the bus started pulling off, and he was right there. And he didn't have enough gusto to bust a sprint to flag the bus down for him to stop. So he was late for work. I saw him whip his phone out. Now, if you can't sprint a good 50, maybe 100 feet, to catch your bus so you don't be late for work, how long do you think you're going to last in a fist fight? Now, you got to remember, there's a motherfucker swinging at you, hitting you, boom, boom, bang. might be connecting to your arm, your body, busting in the chest or something like that, catching you in the jaw. You know what I'm saying? Angry. You're using energy with your adrenaline and all of that shit. But you got no gas. The language, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to what the fuck is going on. Yeah, it's all right. You can sit back and smoke all you want to. But in the end, you got to prepare yourself. You got to prepare yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially. Learn how to put something to the side and leave it alone. Unless you really need it. You know what I'm saying? We don't just do shit because, you know, we want to. We actually do shit because we have to. Let's take in consideration some of the things that we heard tonight, all right? And be more keen on what we hearing and listening to and all of that shit. It's the language, y'all. It's the language. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this break right quick. And I'm going to try to listen to the language of this song, man, while I take a break. It's your boy, Max the Image Man, Hood Talk Radio. We got 21 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Things we need to play.
Well, despite what I said earlier, man, about the Cavs losing, yeah, that's the fuck you get. So, Carroll hurt like a motherfucker. He's crawling across the floor, man. That basketball shit ain't no joke. He done fucked up something. He got all kind of pads on his knees and shit. Number five, dude with the fucked up hairstyle. We gonna have like an episode with some players. Carol, get up off the floor, dude. Yeah, he twisted this shit bad. Oh man. Yeah, he was going for that ball. He was going for that. He tried. He was trying hard, too. Blue. Twisted his shit up. But the truth of the matter is, man, pay attention to what the fuck is going on in front of you. That's the theme of the show tonight, in language. And straight up, I'm the first one going to say this. I was wrong about the Cavaliers tonight. I was wrong. Y'all got to excuse this. This night came up. I was wrong, man. They win this game tonight, man. I'm impressed. You know, I don't really get into sports and shit because to me it's just another distraction of the issues at hand. Just like the little Empire thing, you know, the little TV shows. I can't help it if the masses like to be entertained. I do too. But I don't do the bar scene. I'm a DJ, so the cabarets, I'm always behind the motherfucking music where I like to be. You know what I'm saying? I have fun playing the music. You know what I'm saying? You know, turn up and every damn thing else. But I have fun playing the music. We just keep forgetting the issues at hand. Now, tomorrow morning after the game is over, everybody going to be concerned about the Brelo trial, the verdict. Everybody going to want to know the truth. They didn't have their fun. Even the judge was at the game. He probably flew down to Atlanta. That's why, you know, he ain't want to say nothing. He got to live his life. He's just a human being like everybody else, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Y'all got to remember that shit, man. Y'all got to remember that shit that don't be out there fucking up the city. Because the plan is, if I pull the wool over your eye, see, first of all, this is how they set you up. They told you that they putting plans in place just in case motherfuckers start rioting and getting stupid and doing dumb shit out there. They told you that. Then they said, we going to postpone the verdict. All right? Think about that for a second. That's just to calm the shit down. It's always calm before the storm. If you go back and look at the Katrina videos, like I always do. If you go back and look at the tsunami videos, like I always do. It's always calm before the storm. And I don't know what kind of ugly-ass hairstyle this dude is. He fucked his leg up okay. I'm sorry for him for that, but he could do better on that damn hair. Sorry, Mr. Carroll. That's your thing. Fucked up-ass haircuts. But, you know, the issue is the Brelo trial, man. Out here in Cleveland, that's a big thing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got all of them gangs and all of that shit that shot each other up down there in Waco, Texas, man. I just really think that shit was a stage. You know, they got that JM15 exercise going on down south. And a lot of people is like, this shit is not fake. That shit to me was staged, man. They steady trying to come up with scenarios to de-arm the population. As long as you motherfuckers got guns, you can fight back somehow. So they keep coming up with shit, man, that justifies them changing these laws around. To take them. You know what I'm saying? So it's already been, and it has been, illegal for black people to have. So even if you got a permit, my man, I'm sorry, you a black motherfucker with a gun. Shoot first, ask questions later. Period. Black motherfucker with a gun. Permit or not, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? White motherfuckers, and there's videos and shit every motherfucking way about that. White motherfuckers confront the police. It was on the news. Motherfucking cop fell down running backwards. But let a nigga take a step in the other direction and they gonna shoot. So imagine what they gonna do. You turn and face them. Get yourself ready. I think about that shit often, man. Even at my weight. You know what I'm saying? What if I had to run or get away and shit? You know what I'm saying? I would stand. Rather stand and fight. Because I can't run. So my only option is to fight. And it's been like that all my motherfucking life. So guess what? I ain't running from nobody. I'm getting myself ready. And I suggest you do the same thing, man. That's just the truth of the matter. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all may not agree. And as a disclaimer, I'm going to say this right now. Blog Talk Radio does not, okay, have anything to do except host this network. They are the network provider for my show. You know what I'm saying? My views and my opinions here in this show are solely that of Emacs the Image and the sources from which I derive my material. All right, so I don't get my material from Blog Talk Radio. This is simply the vehicle that I use to broadcast my message. So don't be calling Blog Talk Radio talking shit about what you do or do not like, or what you have or have not heard on this show. You call the show directly and you speak to me, Emacs the Image. I am the producer of this show. I'm the producer of Hood Tunes Radio and Al Porter's Man in the Street. So let's, you know, keep that shit real and continue on with what is, you know what I mean, and what's true. Get yourself together. Straight up, my nigga. Everything you need to learn ain't always in a book, and your damn show ain't gonna always find what you're looking for in what they call higher education. That's fine. You're looking for another job. You're looking for a better job. You gotta take a class. This is what I'm saying. You ain't just gonna walk into some shit where you need to understand some shit. You gotta take a class, man. Seriously. And I encourage everybody to take a class. You know what I'm saying? I talk to my son a lot. I try to talk to him like I talk to my oldest child. And I express the same sentiment. You know what I'm saying? Things are not the way they were when I was young. Things are not the way my oldest daughter was young. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad she took a class. Everybody ain't always going to be able to do those things. But it's always best to encourage our kids to do better than what we did. You know, I like that shit. You know, what's more of us was like that. You know what I'm saying? Namely, us and within our culture. Because we look at each other and we say, oh, this motherfucker act white. How you act white? You know what I'm saying? It's a different personality strain. It's a different DNA strain that came through the family. It's a whole lot of shit that play into the factors of people's personalities, man. We are just different shades of the same culture. We are different personalities of the same culture, just like them. All of them don't like each other. All of us don't like each other, but them motherfuckers work together to protect their collection. And we don't. We got to practice more. You know what I'm saying? Just like Dr. Claude Anderson say, you know, you ain't got to like me to buy nothing from my store, man. But if my store got everything you need in it, why the fuck would you go to another man's store? Come to my store. just because we from the same culture. Support me because I'm here to support you in my community. You know what I mean? So let's just, you know, keep that shit real, man. You know, be more forthcoming with what it is that you're trying to accomplish in your life, man, and apply yourself. Because I guarantee you the application of a thing is really what produces the outcome. It's the application. You can't just say, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that. You got to learn how and why it needs to be done a certain way. So once we figure those things out, man, we might be able to take a step forward. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, we're going to stay in the same fucking circle and be on the same path that we always have been. So come on with that shit. Let's get this shit together and let's get it rolling, man. Look like the Cavs going to pull this one off, man. I was wrong. I'm going to have to go on my Facebook page and recant my little statement. The Cavs gonna lose tonight. I got a feeling. Cause I know everybody gonna be talking shit. I haven't looked yet, but I'm sure it's there. Cause I'm not really a sports fan, so I always talk shit. That's crazy. I want to thank all my listeners out there, man. I love y'all out there, man. I keep my numbers up high in the little blocks and shit. That way I'm able to come back every week at the same time for y'all asses. I gave y'all a minute, though. I gave y'all a minute to get, you know, get into your little game and shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, I had to bring y'all some information. You know what I mean? Didn't mean to rail your parade, but at the same time, I'm trying to provide you with a little bit of edutainment, as KRS-One would say. So while y'all, you know, buying music and downloading shit, I got some shit coming out June 15th, man. I'm dropping my first single. You know what I'm saying? It's almost done writing. I just got it recorded, and I ain't rushing. You know what I'm saying? I started writing this motherfucker about a year ago. So it's not going to be rushed. You know what I'm saying? Even if I got to release some previously unheard music that's finished, that's complete, mastered, and all of that shit, I'll do that. But the song that I want to release, man, is just the coldest. And it crossed so many lines. I'm just actually anxious to see the response that I get just from the music. You know what I'm saying? First we release the song, then we work on the video. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it go. You know what I'm saying? Around the Park City camp. We got a lot of shit going on. Looking for E-Max Radio coming up soon. You know what I'm saying? We're going to break this shit off. 646-478-0944. That number probably will roll over into the hands of Sheriff Kilroy. You know what I'm saying? Because we got some things that we're doing here, you know, at Hood Tunes Radio. And we're getting ready to do a lot of upgrading. Actually, man, still turning the shit over. I'm getting ready to start doing our live streaming broadcast where, you know what I'm saying, you can turn on your computer and watch. You know what I'm saying? Actually see the expressions on my face and my movements and shit as I talk into this gold microphone. You know what I'm saying? But we'll always be ready to set some shit up for you so you can chat. And we can expand our whole system, man, so we can just take this shit to another level. A lot of shit going on in the city as far as the music is concerned, man. And I want to make sure that I have my hand in as much of it as I possibly can, man. Politics is always cool to be keen on and understand. But I am into the entertainment business. And that's where I focus my energies. But I love to learn. I love to read. I like to hear shit that I ain't never heard before. New lies, you know what I'm saying? Which I always try to decipher. Not always to the best of my ability, but at least to where I can get some type of comprehension on where it's going. Make you want to go back. That type of shit. So I want y'all to enjoy. Y'all got a little bit less than 2 minutes in your Cavs game. It's probably about the same amount of time I got left over in the show. But, of course, I can't take timeouts. So y'all just gonna have to, you know, deal with that little shit. But serious moment with this last man that I got left, okay? I want y'all to do one thing for me, man. Start paying attention to the language. You know, you want to keep your head somewhere where the things that you believe in, you know what I'm saying, will guide your positive energies into a place where you don't have to worry about no dumb shit. Your thoughts will change, your views will change, a whole lot of shit will be different for you if you just step back out of yourself sometime, is what they saying. In other words, step outside the box and just focus your energies on a way that will not just better you personally, but financially, mentally, and spiritually. You know what I'm saying? You want to strive to be a better person. We all human being here. See the big picture, man. And these motherfuckers are trying to shut down our show. Not this show. I'm saying your life show. Take your life and make it better than the show. It's not what you see on TV, man. If your heart stop beating, you ain't coming back. There won't be an episode where you reincarnate into some damn black hawk and you take vengeance on the motherfuckers that killed you. Alright? Live in reality, y'all. Study the language and get yourself together. This your boy Max, man. I love y'all out there, shit, you know what I mean? So, but I got to go. Peace and Axel Grease. Varsity Music.